taxes and we're up to almost $1 at the top.
Now the next case that we had that we were dorish from the Pasuk of Atem was Atem Tzafa Torim Et She'inu Shelo. Now my question is about that in this stuff you don't. My question about that on the bottom is, how exactly does that work? When you say Tzafa Torim Et She'inu Shelo, Ma'at Ovidle, how are you viewing it? Is it that Torim Et She'inu Shelo? It's point over here that he's taking off truma from something that doesn't belong to him, and the Torah says that the only person who can be torim is the owner, or is the problem over here oki torim et shel chaveiro? Is it that the Torah does not allow you to use somebody else's thing to take truma? But it's not that there's anything in principle against someone else doing the taking of the truma. Ma b'nei'om, the difference would be, take off those words, Ashvinim and Hadash, just say, Ma b'nei'om, what would be the difference? Well, the difference would be, for instance, let's say a guy went ahead, he steered Chirio. After already making a pile of grain which is chayav in Truma, he goes ahead and is master it. So it's no longer his. Now he goes back, take out Umirko, that's a mistake. Umirko is before, obviously, because otherwise it wouldn't be chayav, and it would just become chayav when he took it. So when he goes ahead now and he's tarmo, and he's zochabo, he now takes off truma while it's not his, and he goes to be zochin it. So now he's got to be naked torim et she'inu shelo. If the main problem in the Torah is that a person does not have a right to take off truma when he is not the owner, so in truma tor truma, because bottom line is he took off truma when he was not the owner, he made it after. But in Tavid Mekatorim Echel Chaveiro, if what's missing here is the problem, the Torah doesn't want you to use another person's thing and get to take off Truma for that other person. Over here, it's not another person's thing because it's Efker. And therefore, Truma to Truma, in this case, the Truma would be Truma. Can we prove that one way or the other? Says the Gemara, yes, we can. Nashvina Minhada. We can bring a riot from the following case. Ganav Truma Tegdesh Va'akla. Mishalim Shnei Chumashim V'Keren Echad. Now normally if you steal truma, you would have to pay tashlume kefa, just like anything else. If you eat truma b'shogeg, then you pay a chomesh. So over here, it's not only truma, it's also hegdesh. Therefore you have to pay two chomeshim, because when you're mowing and hegdesh, you also have to pay a chomesh. You have to replace the value to hegdesh, that's one keren. But there's no kefal because Shein Bagdish Hashulim and kefal because by kefal it says Re'eu, the Lo Shohed. Now, explain to me exactly how this thing became Truma when it was Hagdish. Obviously the Gizbor had to take off Truma from it, right? So Manu Toreim, Lo Gizbor, Hareyu Toreim et She'eino Shelo, Vat Amrit Truma to Truma. You see over here that even though it's not his, the Gizbor has the right to take off Truma, which proves having left Taina the Lord Torema shall have a role. The point over here, therefore, must clearly be that there's no, in principle, no real problem with somebody taking off Truma for somebody who doesn't belong to him. The problem over here is that he's using his friend's thing to take off the Truma, which here is not a problem, because that's what Gizbor, of course, is empowered to do. And so, this is going well. Or maybe have a simpler solution. Maybe Onomar Kohen received the Truma. Maybe it's talking about over here that it became Truma and the Kohen. The Kohen was given the Truma and now the Kohen made it Hagdish. Who's to say that the Gizbor made it Hagdish and made it Truma? It was Truma all along. If you're talking about a Bar Levi, you should say Kohen, she is just Truma. Well, no. It says in the Bryce of Favish, I thought in Rav Osha, that this would be true, Echad HaMagdish Kivlo and Echad HaMagdish Trumato. This would be, make no difference whether it was Magdish Tevel and the Gizbor made it Kodesh, or whether he's a Kohen with Magdish Truma. Either way, this halacha would be so that a Gonev would have to pay double homage. Rav Idi, it says Rav Idi true, but it still doesn't prove anything, because a Gizbar is similar to a Baalim. And Gizbar command the Inun Baalim. He is like the Baalim, and therefore, because he's the one that's empowered. And that empowerment means that he's included in Atem. So that even if normally the problem would be the principle of the issue, here is Atem, And not to term a chain or shalom, even though it's not that there, wouldn't apply to the gizbar anyway, because the gizbar is the bialim in this case. But this is the law for Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, hu ha-gizbar, hu acher. Makes no difference, the gizbar is somebody else. They're both the same when it comes to Hegdash, and they don't have any greater right just because you're a gizbar. In which case, this would assume that the problem over here is indeed a problem in Chavero, not a chain of shalom. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan and all the Shem Rabbi Yanai says that Atem, and then it says Kain Talimu Gam Atem, that Gam Atem is Lulabot Shluch Hashem, that you can make a Shliach, but that the Shliach has to be the same as you are. And just like Ma Atem B'nai Brit, just as I'm addressing this to you as B'nai Brit, you cannot make a goy, a shliach, to take off truma for you, even though you want to empower him to do so. Furthermore, okay? Yeah, and that's the truth. Atem osim shliach, but in hagoy osim shliach. Furthermore, the opposite is also true. He said that a goy cannot make a shliach, meaning if a goy wants to take off truma from his field, he can't tell a Jew, go take off truma for me. Assumed this to mean that a goy can make a shliach, it's just that a goy cannot make another goy to be a shliach, because it's not, even though the gamatem, you say, well, for a goy, gamatem is to be a goy like you. But all that it means over here is that the shliach needs to be a ben brit. But if the goy would make a yisrael, a shliach, or be yisrael, he'd be able to take a truma off of his own payros by asking a Jew to do so. All of this is excluded by the very same drasha. Aten osim shliach. The way to understand this is that we have to learn from here that atem, gam atem, means both directions. Atem, you and only you can make a shliach zechal. And when you make that shliach has to be like you. That's the point. But you cannot go ahead and velo the Yisrael. It's talking about even a Yisrael cannot make a goya shliach, right? So it works in the other way direction, the other direction as well. The kavase ain't a goy as a shliach. The opposite direction is that the goy cannot make a shliach at all, even if the shliach is Yisrael. So that the shliach and the mishaleach have to both satisfy the same requirements. The requirements being that you should be a ben brit. Hey, Reboshia. Reboshia is. This is a problem for me because lekora we have the seirish misayeh. I should say the Rabbi Yosef. It seems to clearly prove Rabbi Yossi that a goy can make a shliach, because it says Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, this is a brisa. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Uma im yirtze hagoy hazeh shelo litrom peotav. So the din over there was talking about the brisa as regards the din of demai. Somebody goes ahead and he enters into a sharecropper relationship with a goy. So over there it says that he has to take off maisa from his peros and give it to the goy in order that it be a throw. Buys the payros, they should not be unmeister. Says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, mind yourself, goy hazeh. Let's say this guy over here wants to keep his payros without taking meister on his own payros. So he wouldn't need to take off truma. Ain't no torim. He wouldn't need to take off truma, right? So what does that mean? What do you mean he wouldn't have to take off truma? So doesn't that apply ha'im rotzeh torim? Mashma, that if he wants to take off truma, he could be torim. I'm just asking, why should the Yisrael have to take off truma from a goy when the goy himself wouldn't have to take off truma? But the mashmaut is that had the goy desire to take off the truma, then the Yisrael would be able to take off the truma for the goy, apparently being a shliach for the goy to take off truma. So you see that a goy obviously can make a Yisrael a shliach. So how could Rabbi Yochanan argue about this? Okay? You see from here that he can that a guy can take truma, which is the din. He can't take truma. So it must be that the Yisrael is acting on his behalf. doesn't prove anything. Over there, it's talking about the ma'amin al yadol. There, it's because the goy, essentially, in entering into the sharecropper arrangement, is he becomes the yadol of the goy, not the shmiyah of the goy. So it's as if the goy himself took off the truma. That's certainly okay. He didn't have to appoint him because of the sharecropper. He didn't have to appoint him as a shmiyah. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yana, what if the Yisrael says to a lady, so shamar la lady, kur ma'aser yesh l'cha b'yadi, I owe a kur of ma'aser, and you can assume that it is yours, my friend. So, v'holak oto ben lady, v'asan shumat ma'aser makom acher. Now what happens is that lady relies on this Yisrael. He's got other ma'aser, which of course is tevel, until the lady himself takes off from his ma'aser from that. But not take off Truman's Meister from the very same produce. He takes off the Truman's Meister, relying on the core. He says, you know what? That core that guy said he's got for me, I'm going to make that Truman's Meister on these 10 kurim that I have over here. I will eat the entire 10 kurim, and that thing will have him give to a kohen, and that'll be it. Meanwhile, Holach Yisrael, we just had this case. The Holach Yisrael, the Nosanam, the Ben Levi Acher, this Jew now, instead of giving it to this lady, goes ahead and gives it to another lady. Eilo alav elatar omet. A lady can only have a taina against it. That this is not emunah. Not, you know, you should have been omed b'diburcha. And it's shiahin shofahin. But that's eimbo mishum yisraelamana. More than that, you can't taina him. Because the Yisrael can change his mind until such time as the king is. It is not him. This is the makrofus we just had in Bav Metzia. So now, out of the tema, we should not know there actually also that. This is only in a case where the Yisrael gave it to the other fellow before this fellow had made it to Mitzvah. Avali Masao, there actually not know there. Look, on the other hand, once the lady turned it into Truma's Meister, at this point the Yisrael cannot take off the shame of Truma's Meister by giving it to another lady, because out of the tema, this is the same as we learned about the halacha of the shenasno ze achelo sazeh. And the Kadabas Nisa, kind of like it says in the Mishnah, Bitel, im achelotar am bitel, im trumato truma. Im ishetar am bitel, trumato truma. Somebody who makes a shliach, tells somebody, his son, he tells, don't go over there and take off truma. And then he goes in and he says, after the guy already leaves, he says, no, forget it, I don't want him to be a shliach. So if he was mabatel before the truma was chal, and the truma's on a truma, because at that point, he wasn't a shliach. But if he tries to be mabatel, the shliach, look, after the truma was already chal, since the Truma was Chal, he cannot change his mind. So therefore, based on that, we're saying the same thing over here. Since the lady already took off Truma's Meister, the Yisrael, by giving it to another Kohen, another lady, cannot take off the din of Truma that was already Chal on. But, the way that we say this in the Bavli is Vikol Kamine, same idea. But it's all from him. Meaning he has the right to decide anything he wants with him. This lady, who was not Kona anyway, so that the guy could have changed his mind. But just because he decides in his mind, well, it's as good as mine. He decided he was wrong. The guy obviously did give it away. Who cares if he took off trauma? In fact, in the other case, he made him a shliach, but he didn't make him a shliach. So why is it mine? Why is it up to the lady? Why don't we just say, look, you know, He unfortunately was fooled by this guy, and he took off Truman's Meister, something he had no right to take off Truman's Meister. Ah! And it was never Truman's Meister.
Everything was seven.
Exactly. So why should we allow this lady to be fine without having a kinyan in it? That the Yisrael should not be able to change his mind, which is mashma, that he definitely the Truman was Chal. Says the Gemara, yes, because by saying that, Naser Shlucho, it's as if he became a Shliach for him, because he's telling him, you can do what you want with him. Even though you haven't been Kona yet, rely on me and do what you want. Okay, so then that means you're empowering him essentially to go ahead. Now you weren't mavatal that until he had already taken it. Now you're a mavatal. It's no different than the Mishnah of being a mavatal. Actually, good, that's all. And don't ask me, well, wait a minute, it's not similar because the lady is the one who has to take up Truman's mice, and not the Yisroel. How can Yisroel make him Shliach take up Truman's mice? It's not that Shliachut. I don't take off the Truman's mice. See, he made a mistake thinking it was his. It was never his, and therefore he can't do his thing. Nimsa Kitarim Bershut Yisrael. I mean, so what? So he's being Torim? It's not even his, though. Potalar Kirav Yosef, because this is only working out according to the Shita of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, Balabai Shitaramata Mahasrot, Mahasrot. And in fact, the Yisrael, who goes ahead, and even before he gives it to a lady, he takes off Truman's Meister from his Meister, even though he wasn't supposed to do that, because the lady was supposed to do that after he got it. But Mahasrot, in doing it, the Truman's Meister is Chal. Therefore, he could also empower this lady to do it, even though he hadn't really given it to him. Mamela is exactly the case of being the Vapa Vishnuful. Says Rav Yochanan, the Shem Rav Yana, Yisrael Shamar Ben Levi Kur Maaser Yesh Tavayati. He says to a lady, he says, look, I've got a whole kur, I've been planning on giving it to you, and you can have it. Vehelech et Damo. Here, you know what? Why don't you sell it to me? I'll buy it from you. I mean, it's it's nice. You have a right to sell it. There's no kedusha on it. So sell it to me. And now, he allowed him to take it, right? He didn't want that come on. Eino koshesh l'trumat ma'aser shava. In that case, the lady has no problem over here to worry about the Trumas Meister. He can assume that if the Yisroel was willing to pay for the whole thing, that he certainly is willing now at this point. He didn't take off any money. He didn't say, well, you know, I'll pay you the whole thing besides the value of the Trumas Meister, right? So in other words, he can assume that the guy already had taken off Trumas Meister. Because otherwise, why didn't he say, I'm willing to pay you for it, right? And the lady said, no, actually, I'd rather eat it myself. Right? So now, he says, do I have to take off Truman's Meister? No, I don't take off Truman's Meister, because if, why was he willing to pay for the whole thing? He should have said, I'll pay for the whole thing, meaning 90% of it. Because 10% I have to give it to Truman, so I'm going to pay you for that. Since he said, I've got a cur, and I'm willing to pay for a cur, obviously he had taken off Truman's Meister. So must be, therefore, that he's relying on what we just said. He's relying that the Balabayit indeed could have taken off Truman's Meister himself. And this is the core he meant is post Truman's Meister. And that's based essentially on Rav Yosi's halacha. Kahada Alitusa, like this guy. And he can eat it. If he says, no, I don't want to sell it, and he takes it, he can eat it. Now this is Kahad Ali Pusa. This is like this Maisa that Rav Yochanan had. Rav Yochanan is also a local Maisa, relied on Rav Yossi's din that a Yisroel can take off Truman's Maisa. Because the Maisa was this fellow called Ali Pusa, who was a Yisroel. And he was the other of Shimon Bar Abba, his Maisa. He gives over his Maisa to Rav Shimon Bar Abba, or Marlene Mitukanu. And he says to him, by the way, you don't have to worry about taking Truman's Maisa from your Maisa. Because I took care of it. Also, Shaul Rav Yochanan, so he comes and asks Rav Yochanan, can I rely on that? Or do I need to take off Truman's Meister? Or Marley, so Rav Yochanan says to him, Ali Pusa, Chinu. Oh, our brother Ali Pusa, Ne'amanu, he's a very reliable fellow. So what do you mean he's a very reliable fellow? But it's supposed to be taken by the lady, right? So apparently, this was going on according to Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi, boy, Kameh Rav Yochanan, you mean to say, apparently, command to Rav Yossi. Because Rav Yossi, I'm a balabai chitaram min ha-ma'asot, ma'asha asoi. I mean, the fact that he's a ne'aman doesn't help unless you hold like Rav Yossi. Am I right in that? Yes, indeed, Mr. Babli. Smart, Mr. Bosley. You figured it out.
Yep.
Indeed, I am relying on Radyoski. All right. Yeah, I think we should hold.
Good.